government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It is Thursday, the 28th day of this month, and I want to thank you for joining us. We've got Terry Anderson, one of the most articulate and outspoken advocates for controlling our borders and ensuring national sovereignty and fighting the La Reconquista, joining us in the next hour, and how it ties in with Clear Channel and others putting up billboards that say L.A. is Mexico. I want to talk about the corporate structures that are in place that are trying to ensure the destruction of this nation's sovereignty and our freedoms and our wages, regardless of what color we are. Also, there is a major scientific report out. The cancer rate globally, worldwide, has doubled just in the last few years. Obviously, some of that may be because of more reporting, but clearly in the industrialized world where they track cancer, it's on the upswing massively as well, despite the fact that smoking and things of that nature are actually down. It's been caused because predominantly through a lot of the toxins in the environment and some of the viruses that are in the vaccines, that are still in the vaccines. This has been conclusively proven all over the world, but still they continue pushing the vaccines on you, and the people pushing the vaccines on you, telling you how much they love you and care about you, also put out policy reports saying that they want to reduce the world population by 85%. Beggars in Minneapolis may be forced to wear ID cards around their necks. Some people will say, ooh, that sounds good, but no, it's absolutely horrible, because it's only a hop, skip, and a jump for making everybody do it, just like the school children are already being forced to do it, and government workers and most corporate workers today were all being trained to do things that our forefathers and mothers would have never put up with. Attorney General and the FBI and CIA directors asking for renewal of parts of Patriot Act. And they're there in Congress testifying and pushing all of it, but the Associated Press is reporting that its chances of renewal are getting hurt because of all the secrecy. They won't even answer the questions that the Congress has for them. Meanwhile, the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, appointed by Bush and dubbed independent by Bush and the media, is saying we don't have a big enough police state. Their recommendations aren't being passed fast enough, and it's going to be all our faults if terrorists attack us that we didn't give all our freedoms up. And watch, if terrorists do attack, if the globalists do attack again in the near future, there'll be no discussion of the borders being left wide open. It'll just be that you didn't give all your freedoms up, and it's your fault. A lot of Americans are finally getting outraged by what's been making my mercury rise for years. And that's how every time Bush has got the Saudis at the White House or out there at his Hollywood cowboy set, now he holds hands with the crown prince and others, and now he grovels to them. Well, I mean, these guys are his bosses in many respects, and they did a fabulous job on 9/11. And they're doing a great job raping us financially with the oil prices. So, I mean, he does need to be submissive. I mean, that's what our president's all about. Licking the boots of Israel, licking the boots of Saudi Arabia, licking the boots of Russia and China. It's all part of the new freedom. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Do you have $10, $20, $30,000 or more in credit card debt that's suffocating your bank account and your lifestyle? If you think bankruptcy is the only way out, then pay close attention, because relief is on the way. Debt Relief USA at 800-509-3201 will negotiate with your creditors and settle your credit card debt for about half of what you now owe without filing bankruptcy. Debt Relief USA has been helping people just like you regain control of their financial future. In most cases, you can be debt-free in less than 36 months.
I owed so much on my credit cards, I could barely make the minimum monthly payment. We talked about filing bankruptcy, but I was concerned about my credit. That's when I called Debt Relief USA. They set up a plan for me where I could settle for just 40% of what I owed. I'm back in control of my life, and I owe it all to Debt Relief USA.
Call Debt Relief USA today for your free consultation. 800-509-3201. Pay your creditors and avoid bankruptcy. Call now. 800-509-3201. 800-509-3201.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it is April 28th, 2005, second segment in this worldwide transmission against tyranny. The amazing activist and radio talk show host, Terry Anderson, will be joining us coming up for the full next hour to talk about, the American people's fight against the corporations in Mexico and Canada and others that want to fully dissolve our borders and form the Pan-American Union. And this is all coming down this year. But the people are starting to wake up to what's happening. Normally, I don't talk about little petty issues like this, but I'm going to discuss it some. Wendy's profit dips after finger case hurts sales. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later. I've got my views on it. Also, Florida court refuses to hear Limbaugh appeal. Limbaugh says he has privacy issues. Limbaugh says they shouldn't be able to have his medical records. Limbaugh says they shouldn't be able to have his prescription records. Well, I've got some ideas and a point of view, an opinion on that as well. Also, I went ahead and dug out some of the articles that we've seen in the last year about the government and private corporations testing pesticides, chemicals, toxic experimental drugs on children that aren't even sick. And they try to make excuses for babies that have HIV, and go, well, we're just treating them with experimental systems without their consent. But then there's other cases where it's even children that don't have HIV. They still test things like pesticides on them. And I talked a few minutes about this yesterday, but it's so important. I want to go a little bit deeper into it because it's a big deal. It shows the mindset of these social architects, what they think of us. The government is in full court press right now to try to re-up the Patriot Act, i.e. expand it. There are no sunset provisions on the key sections like 213, 215, and 802 and others. So it's more smoke and mirrors. And then, of course, I want to get into this BBC report. Worldwide cancer rates doubled. Cancer Research UK said much of the growth was due to more people living longer, as cancer is a disease which usually affects older people. And that is true in the statistics. I'm here looking at them. But a large part of the increase is due to new cancers appearing, cancers directly linked to SV40 and many other cancer viruses that have ended up in the vaccines. Also, sexual promiscuity. There were these also help vector these cancers. In fact, people who've never even had the polio shots of the 50s and 60s that had one particular deadly virus, SV40, that's been directly proven to cause a score of different extremely rare cancers, or cancers in some cases that didn't even exist in humans. It is now showing up in the sewer systems of almost every country in the world. It's showing up on countertops. It's showing up on surfaces. And it's being sexually transmitted. And people have it who've never been in contact with the vaccine because it is spread. So very, very, very serious. So that's coming up as well. I've got an article here out of the Minneapolis Star Tribune, and it's reporting on how there is a proposal by the city council to force every homeless person in the city to not just have an ID card, but to wear it around their necks. And I'm down in Austin, Texas, deep in the heart of Texas, but the great folks that run the broadcast with the satellite uplinks and the computers and the music and that answer the phones are up in Minneapolis, St. Paul. We're actually in a suburb of Burnsville, there to the southeast side of St. Paul. And I was talking to Scott, who runs the broadcast a few days a week. He said he was driving into work with his girlfriend this morning, taking her to work, and they were listening to the radio, hearing this proposal, and they had this little interchange, this little discussion, and I wanted him to relay that to you. So, Scott, come on in.
Can you hear me, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, actually, and to correct you, she was the one driving me to work.
Okay.
Oh.
She told me the whole story in about 45 seconds, so sorry I got it wrong.
Yeah, we were driving in this morning, and we were listening to the news, and we heard that they're proposing to ID all the homeless people. And I was just completely taken aback. I couldn't believe that we would actually consider anything like that, because like you said, from there it's just a hop, skip, and a jump away from doing it to everybody. And she sat there and was pondering it for a moment, and she said, "What does that remind me of?" And I said, "Well, you know what it reminds you of? It's Nazi Germany, when they had to ID all the Jews with the Star of David on their lapel."
Well, they had other designations, too. Homosexuals had to wear pink triangles.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the pink triangle comes from. It really started with what they called miscreants, or beggars was their term, which is what the AP used, strangely enough, trying to demonize them, calling them beggars. And look, I don't like panhandlers. A lot of them are drug addicts. They're very annoying. A lot of them are criminal, but a lot of them aren't. A lot of them are veterans. They're down and out. They got one leg. They got one arm. I mean, I've seen a lot of troops that are now on the streets, Scott, here in Austin, Texas. And there should be a few rules to restrict harassment But that's part of society. As society breaks down, you're going to see more and more homeless people. And no, we shouldn't start marking them with the Star of David.
I agree. I mean, it's not, I don't think it is as much of an issue here in the cities that would require something like this.
Boy, it's bad here in Austin.
I mean, you pull up to the street light, and yeah, there are a couple, every once in a while, there's somebody out there, like you said, a veteran and whatnot, that, you know, probably fell on hard times. And, you know, it's up to the people in their cars to choose whether they want to give or not. I've never seen anybody harassed by these people to the point where this would...
I've been harassed by them.
Have you? Okay. Well, I mean...
But that's just life.
Exactly.
If they go and take their rights, I'm going to lose my rights. That's how it works.
I agree completely.
You know, I mean, every bit of liberty we give up always gives us tyranny. It never gives us security. And a government big enough to give you everything you want is big enough to take it away, and it almost always does.
I agree.
So, I mean, you're having this discussion as your girlfriend takes you to work, and you're driving along, and you described it as, what does that remind me of? And she said, was it you or her that said Nazi Germany?
I said Nazi Germany, and she said, you know, you're right. You're completely right. That's exactly what it was. It's just the IDing of the people that we deem less than us.
And we have to see this in its context. That's how it always begins, with some group that is not in favor with the general population.
Exactly. That's how it starts. That's how it all starts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, how are people responding in Minnesota to this proposal?
I'm sorry. I go ahead.
I mean, they're in the Twin Cities. I mean, I'm sure you're listening to talk radio and stuff, and watching the news. What's the response to this?
I'm actually yet to hear anything about it. This morning, driving to work was the first I'd ever heard of it, and I've been here at work all day, so I haven't had a chance to catch.
All right, so it must
locally have
just been announced last night by the city council.
Yeah, it's definitely a brand new thing. This morning was the first I'd heard of it. So.
This is in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
But this is happening on St. Paul. Well, guaranteed, if they do this, it's going to be other groups next. Oh, it'll be a group that none of us like. It'll be the child molesters. Then we'll go, okay, yeah, make them wear an ID around their neck. Then it'll be, oh, drunk drivers. Oh, yeah, I don't like them. Then it'll be, oh, family violence. Oh, I'm against them. I'm a wife beater.
Well, and then it'll be, you know, the ID's not good enough. Let's round them all up and put them in the ghetto.
Oh, there's even been discussions of that, putting them in these little government housing facilities by force and locking them in. That's actually how the British did it until about 40 years ago. In fact, about 30 years ago, George Orwell, who was really Eric Blair, for a year, just to test it out, went and lived as a homeless person. And they lock you up they call them, what, the sponge shops? It's old name. I don't know why they call it sponge shops, but that's what they do. Well, I appreciate you coming on with us, Scott.
Thank you, sir. Dr. Lair.
Thank you. And, folks, again, there is this national sport of demonizing homeless people. And the vast majority are alcoholics or are drug addicts. And one of my friends even made a documentary about it here locally, where a lot of these panhandlers are living in, you know, two-bedroom apartments and driving a nice car. You can tell the con artist, because there's so many bleeding hearts here in Austin, that, I mean, I'll sit there in a big traffic line for a minute or two, and when I watch somebody get two or three donations, and I can, you know, look at the bills that are being given. We're talking $5, $10 bills, you know, $3, whatever, and they're making a lot of money. But some of them are just, you can tell, are totally drugged out of their gourds. And the sad part is when one of them's really trying to make a living out there selling art or selling roses, people don't buy from them. I will occasionally buy from those panhandlers. I will not give to beggars, except in a few cases. I mean, I've seen vets out there with a leg blown off. I've even seen one with two legs blown off. But normally you see the vets in the stores. A few months ago, actually, I went to two different stores, a CompUSA, and I think it was a Best Buy. I was shopping, for some computer equipment, and I actually, in two different stores, saw amputees, and one of them was a double amputee. He had a leg and an arm missing. I just walked over, and I said, "You just get back from Iraq?" And he said, "Yeah." These guys are going around in their wheelchairs, you know, helping people and working hard. It's just unbelievable what this war has done, though. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. Trust Jesus. He will reveal His love in all aspects of your life. I have experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. I'll send you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to get your free booklet today. Be merciful in your actions, words, and prayers, and above all, trust in Jesus. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
Calls are coming up in the next segment. I'd love to hear from you. Any news item, any news story you want to discuss or analyze, you got a question for me, comments, you disagree with me, you agree with something. I love that the different directions our callers, our listeners take us in. 1-800-259-9231. You know, somebody who loves to demonize homeless people, who loves to talk about how bad they are, who loves to talk about how weak they are, who loves to talk about basically rounding them up. Well, I've heard Wiener actually say that before, come right out and say it. is Rush Limbaugh. And this is somebody who's worth a couple hundred million bucks. And so when he gets a serious drug problem, he doesn't end up on the street or in jail, totally addicted. No, he just keeps going and going and going. He's the same guy who I've heard many times say, put anybody in jail who's using drugs, marijuana, you name it. I've heard him, you know, for this mandatory sentencing. Why, if some youth has some cocaine, put him in jail for 5 years. But, of course, when they get out of prison, they will be full-blown, hardcore, violent criminals if they weren't. But then when he gets caught taking hillbilly heroin, over 100 a day in some cases, and they reported that that would probably kill 4 or 5 horses. He was such a long-term addict that he was able to do this. And look, I don't think Rush Limbaugh should go to jail. I mean, I drink coffee and smoke cigars and stuff like that, and those drugs are bad. But, you know, that's really the extent of it. But the so-called illegal drugs in this country aren't even as strong as things like OxyContin. But Rush Limbaugh gets caught using them, admits he's an addict, and it comes out that he had corrupt doctors prescribing them to him and had other people getting corrupt doctors to prescribe to them. And anybody else would go to jail or would at least be indicted and then have to plea bargain and go on probation. But it's been a couple of years now since this first broke, and nothing's ever happened to Rush Limbaugh, who said that everybody else should go to jail, and who likes to make fun of homeless people and call them drug addicts. Weak people. I mean, he's such a hypocrite. Such a huge hypocrite. But the Florida court refuses to hear Limbaugh appealed. The Florida Supreme Court said Thursday it would not consider an appeal from conservative, I would call him ultra-left-wing, and if you want to use the left-right paradigm, he's ultra-left-wing, very deceptive, commentator Rush Limbaugh over prosecutor's seizure of his medical records during an investigation into whether he illegally purchased painkillers. The 4-3 order did not explain the court's reasoning. Limbaugh's attorney had argued that an appeals court misconstrued Florida law when it ruled prosecutors should review the records. And they seized his medical records in 2003 for an investigation into whether he illegally purchased prescription painkillers, but they have remained sealed pending the outcome of Limbaugh's appeals. But we've gotten most of the tales of it already, and he's admitted a lot of it. And he argued that it was his privacy, what his medical records showed, what his prescription records showed. And this is the same guy who is out saying the Patriot Act is good, Homeland Security is good, Bush is good, the whole New World Order is a wonderful thing, we need to give up our liberties. This is the same guy. Folks, did you know that under federal regulations that have been in place for 4 years, every prescription you get, even if it's for prescription-strength ibuprofen, or even if it's for a diaphragm, it doesn't matter. Every prescription you get goes into a federal database instantly. No Fourth Amendment, no nothing. And then Limbaugh, this is something Bush did, by the way, and then Limbaugh has the nerve to sit here and say that his rights are being violated in a criminal investigation. It is absolutely authorized for the police to get the medical records. Now, I don't think there should be a drug war, but under the current drug war, they can do it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free. 888-803-4438.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Friends, your calls are coming up right now. And then I'm going to get into the latest Patriot Act developments. Worldwide cancer rates doubled. The Minutemen are in Congress today to push for controlling our borders and have issued a challenge to the Congress, really an ultimatum. Also, I have reports here out of England. Nurses warn over teen group sex explosion. Teenagers are taking part in a group sex activity known as daisy chaining. Nurses have claimed, and it's spreading disease. That's been going on here in the U.S. for a long time. You can thank MTV and Hollywood for that. Very destructive. We'll be going over that. Plus, they're really heating up for war with Iran. Again, the toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. On this live Thursday edition. And I've gotten calls from, as I said yesterday, McMurtle Weather Station in Antarctica, New Zealand, Australia, Germany, Russia, Mexico, Spain, all over the place. But never have I gotten a call. I've even gotten satellite calls from ships at sea. Never have I gotten a call from Geneva or Switzerland, for that matter. So Mike calling from Geneva, Switzerland. Thank you for calling. What are you calling about?
Thank you, Alex. You know, I'm just, you were talking about the diseases, and I just want to spread out the word. There is no you don't have to be scared of diseases. Just lay your base on the theories of Bichon, Royal Rife, and right up to Tesla, and you will hear the you will hear the very 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 interesting theory about electrolyzing parasites, bacteria, viruses, and by cleaning your blood you get rid of it. That's all. And it would, colloidal silver is a help. I would say a magnetic pulsar, and at the end, and get tons of silver if you can. And yeah, I have to say our government just sold us. Just IMF, you made the contract with my IMF, so they took our gold away. So if you don't have any more, if you go into the cashless society, go.
Well, the cashless society, I mean, look at what Switzerland, what, 2-3 years ago, went ahead and joined the UN, and now I had signed on with the IMF, and now they're taking your gold reserves. I saw in reports that the Swiss were against all this. Why was your government still able to do it?
You know, they have techniques. We are actually called a democracy, you know. But they have techniques. They put just 5,000 decisions together in one package, show out one kind of section of it, and at the end, you have a big kind of propaganda going on.
Yeah, that's the same thing we have. It's called pork barrel. Like, there's some popular initiative, and they add hundreds of things, or sometimes, as you said, thousands into that, and then don't report on what it is, and then the media just doesn't tell the people, and then they find out later.
Exactly. But we are not yet in the state of concentration camps and all this shit you're looking to. But I'm definitely going, thinking on to move southwards to Africa. Yeah, and what I wanted to tell about, I mean, I'm look myself as a Christian, on the paper Catholic, but I'm not. anyway, I just I found out the Quran is kind of an interesting book to look into too. Just everyone keep on keep your eyes open and. And God is with you.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. How long have you been listening to the broadcast over in Switzerland?
Actually, I started October last year. Yeah. Okay. And I was signing up.
You got a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv?
Exactly. Yeah.
Do you like it?
Yeah, for sure I like it. It's the most uncensored source of information you can imagine, yeah.
Well, that's exciting. Thank you for calling, Mike. Good to hear from you. Very interesting. Well, got a call from Geneva, Switzerland. How interesting. Let's go ahead and talk to Roger in Pennsylvania. How you doing?
Yeah, thanks, Alex. And I'd like to pound out the... new freaks for Dr. Stan for the listeners to scratch down. He's finally getting a better than that worthless frequency he had for the first 2 hours of his show starting 6 p.m.
I'm having trouble following what you're saying.
Oh, I'm sorry, for Dr. Stan Monteith on Radio Liberty. He's got two new frequencies starting today. And I'm just thinking on this Limbaugh thing. Now, isn't this great? Because what I'm getting at is... Now, I'm thinking, even without all this Patriot Act, you go back 20, 30 years ago in the law, I'm thinking these investigators or that they were smart enough to get warrants of probable cause, which his housekeeper's testimony would be enough to justify that.
That's what they they did get warrants.
Yeah, so there you go. I'm assuming they're not. So
yeah, they had a witness who said the particular things and said that's what he did, and then that's what the Fourth Amendment says they've got to do.
Now,
and then Limbaugh's got the nerve to go say this is improper when he's out promoting the Patriot Act that is totally unconstitutional.
Yeah, now
he says the Constitution's bad, but the Patriot Act's good.
Now, what's really great, too, is that, of course, we have to fight and scrape for privacy, us little folks. I mean, I guess we ought to have a two-tiered system for our national treasures like Rust Limpjaw. But
well, they already do. In Congress, they have their own pension plans, their own laws.
Yes.
They exempt themselves from hundreds of laws.
Now, I thought that while we got to scrape and get protections in the law for privacy, that privacy wasn't invented until Roe versus Wade. This so-called right to privacy. So this is a rather curious claim from Limpjaw.
Well, they're masters of changing things. They take a right and turn it into a privilege, and then they called it not freedom of the press and assembly, but now it's freedom of expression. And so you can express yourself in the free speech zone 2 miles away from Bush or Clinton when they're in town, but you don't have any free speech. Or you've got a right to privacy, not a right for the Fourth Amendment to not be invaded. And so you're right. They semantically change these terms.
Yeah, okay. Just quickly, those frequencies for Dr. Stan starting 6 p.m. today is 9.495. And then starting Monday, he has a second one coming on at 9.985. And God bless you all.
All right, take care. Yeah, Dr. Stan Monteith, great guy. He's got to be on like 70 AM and FM affiliates around the country, been broadcasting for decades. He also simulcasts on shortwave. And he's on this network, by the way, at, 6 o'clock Central. And I'm a big fan of Dr. Stan Monteith, an incredible researcher, MD. And he'll tell you about the cancer viruses and the vaccines. He'll tell you what sodium fluoride does to you. He's had all the Nobel Prize winners and the rest of them on exposing all this. But they just count on you not researching it and not checking it out. Let's go ahead and talk to John in New York. John, go ahead.
Yeah, you were talking about the the Minutemen are getting into Congress as of a challenge. Isn't that kind of an odd form of law system to have to go to Congress through a challenge system instead of going through like our original orchestrated way of court system?
Well, no, they can sue and they can get involved locally and show the government's not doing their job. But I mean, by challenge, they're going to testify in session, and they're going to tell them. Well, let me just read the article instead of putting words in their mouth. This is from the Washington Times. Minutemen to push Congress. Minutemen Project organizers will tell members of Congress today that ordinary citizens sitting in lawn chairs, this is from their press release, stopped a flood of illegal aliens crossing the U.S.-Mexico border, and that if the country's elected leaders will not defend our nation's borders, American citizens will. Organizers James T. Gilchrist and Chris Simcox will tell the Congressional Immigration Reform Caucus during a closed meeting that the Minutemen volunteers shut down alien traffic along a 23-mile sector of the border while bringing nationwide attention to a national security crisis of which porous borders and illegal aliens are key components. Go ahead.
Now, just the information to where they've actually built a fence halfway around Afghanistan now, and it's like they can't protect ourselves. And this extreme, I'll be honest with you, they had a bill on May 6th this year where they passed the bill for, yeah, I'm stuttering here, for the Medicaid, and it was a false passing of it, and then when they presented it in the local areas, you had to open forums. They wouldn't let you speak. It's like our congressmen have been brainwashed, and they're just patsies for whoever's dictating whatever they're dictating. And God bless them for trying to, this idea of challenge is at least it's another form of trying to change what's right. I don't know what else to say. It's so strange. It's like you step back and go, wow, well, that isn't kind of the way it's supposed to be, but it is what is. And I guess it's better than picking up a rifle and shooting the guys and starting over, I guess. But anyhow, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
I appreciate the call, John, in New York. Look, he makes a good point, one of the many he made. It's not just when Bush or Cheney comes to town now that that they have fake town hall meetings. Congressmen will come to town, and we've seen a lot of reports of this, where they take your driver's license number, your info, they check your car's bumper stickers, they will come and throw you out if you're a Democrat who's going to try to protest Republicans, or if you're a Republican trying to protest a Democrat. Both sides are doing it, which makes it even worse. I mean, it's across the board. Clinton did this to some extent. And when he would do it, you know, have Free Republic people arrested back when they were a good organization, you know, there'd be 100 Free Republic people protesting Clinton on a sidewalk when he was driving by, and Secret Service would come and threaten to arrest him or would arrest him. And there was screams and yells, and this is horrible. And then George Bush does it on a mammoth scale, and it's good. Oh, yes, let's not let people protest. And when they advertise these as town hall public meetings, the people's chance to speak, dun, dun, dun. You know, in Arizona, in Texas, in California, in New York. And the vice president comes in, and they sit there, and they take your driver's license, and they take a Xerox copy of it, a mimeographed copy of it, and they put it in a file. And in some cases, they even had them sign pledges. Do you pledge that you agree with the president, you will not disrupt? I pledge. And then it would be on the news. Everyone loved the president. They were clapping. And it gets worse and worse. Now it's congressmen come to town, and it's staged events. But then the news puts it on like a town hall meeting open to the public, and everyone loved him. Oh, look, they clapped. And then Bush is going to be driving through town in Nashville, Tennessee, and they call up the people on Main Street and say, he's going to be driving down through your town. No anti-Bush signs up in the windows. And the business owner's like, well, I wasn't against Bush, but now I am going to put a sign up. You don't tell me what to do. You know, I'm a veteran. That's what the guy said. You know, America, I fought so this country would be free. And that's like the Soviet Union, folks. How do they call that freedom? And that's just one more indicator. This is everywhere. And look, Governor Bush, when he was governor, this was in the Dallas Morning News and the Austin American Statesman, a victims' right group was out there protesting, had them arrested. A handicapped, disabled group was out there protesting a law he was going to pass to take people off of even food and water if they run out of money in the hospital. Oh, yeah, it makes the Terry Schiavo case look pale in significance. But again, the neocons don't want to talk about that, you know, killing babies and things, you know, killing old people in this state begging for food and water audibly. I'm not belittling the Terry Schiavo case. It was a horrible tragedy. But, I mean, I'm saying people that are even in better shape than she was. And they're out there protesting just on the sidewalk. And they'd come in and arrest them en masse. And they started suing them. And the tipping point that was even used as evidence in court was a local radio station I was on, KJFK. And I didn't do it. Another talk show host did. A liberal talk show host, predominantly liberal. He was pro-Second Amendment, but kind of a mix between a liberal and a libertarian. Shannon Burke was reading the Dallas Morning News about it and said, that's it, let's send our interns down with signs that say, I like Bush, during another protest. And they did that. And he announced it on air. And still, they arrested the people that were out there protesting Bush. And one of the interns had a mini-disc recorder, and the police walk over and say, oh, that's all right, you can stay. Well, that was it. They lost three lawsuits over that. And in one lawsuit, they handed out a bunch of $100,000 settlements per person that was arrested. I mean, in the past, I'd go down there with a bullhorn, and they'd say, get across the street. No, turn that off, or I'll arrest you. Not just keep bullhorning and go, I'm going to sue you, and they wouldn't arrest me. But after that, they totally leave me alone now. I can go right up to the, it's almost, I had the British media with me, and they were shocked by it, a British TV crew. I go right up to the grate. This is when the current limp-wristed governor is there, and I'll go right up to the fence. I mean, I got to put that video on the website. I've been trying to dig that up. I put it on the TV show, and this is a year and a half ago, and there's Vicente Fox And he's just about to start his press conference with his twitly friend, Governor, I'm going to tax the daylights out of you, Perry. And I just turned that bullhorn on, and, man, I shut them down. It went out all over national TV and Spanish TV, Espanol TV. It just shut them down. That was a real pleasure. And, man, the state police just stood there, and the Austin police just stood there just like they were pit bulls, and I was a gigantic, 60-ounce T-bone steak slavered in butter. I mean, they wanted to arrest me so bad, and it was governor's staff telling them to arrest me, and they wouldn't do it. Oh, but anyways, this is all, and that's what America's supposed to be about. Because see, with the King of England, you did that, they come arrest you. Our founding father said, no, you can come right up to the government's gates, and you can say whatever you want to us. Because this is about liberty and freedom. All right, there is so much news. I'll take a few more calls when we get back. We got Terry Anderson, who is a firebrand. This guy is Mach 5 with his hair on fire. You do not want to miss this gentleman. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
All right, accelerating towards hour number two with Terry Anderson, expert on illegal immigration.
And it burns, burns.
One of the biggest issues we face today, the current hot button issue, and normally hot button issues are distractions or diversions. This is one of the paramount things that we face as a society. I've got a lot more serious things to talk about, but people really should use more discernment. As soon as I heard about this woman who supposedly found a finger in her Wendy's chili, alarms went off. Because if there is an accident at one of these meat processing plants, believe me, they shut the whole line down. I mean, maybe in 1905, you know, when they wrote The Jungle, I mean, maybe if somebody's arm got caught in the sausage maker, they let it go on through. They don't do that today in this country. That just doesn't happen. I mean, they shut it down. I mean, they're not going to let a finger go off into all the food. I mean, certainly, do dead rats get found sometimes in a can of tomatoes? Yeah, because the rat's not missed. They don't know a rat falls in. Can you find a cockroach part in your food? I have before. But a large part of a finger, that's ridiculous. And so many people believe this. And I'm not defending Wendy's. But it turns out this woman's got this con artist past, of course. And it's just ridiculous. And I can't believe people didn't think this through. See, I'm not even that smart. But I always try to think things through. I mean, if somebody gets their finger cut off at a meat processing plant, they're going to tell people about it. You're going to know. The whole line is going to get shut down. It's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous. And then I heard some people say, oh, well, don't be mean to her. She's being demonized. You know, she's being attacked for no reason by this evil corporation. It's amazing. And now Wendy's profits have dipped substantively. They estimate they've lost $2.5 million just in the last month at Wendy's restaurants because their net income fell $51.3 million. And so their shares dropped as well. Meanwhile, a company like DynCorp can kidnap hundreds of thousands of women and children, and nothing happens to their stock. That's a real story. See how we obsess on a finger in the chili or on that ghoul Michael Jackson that the pink neocon brigade has been out defending their comrade? It's amazing. As Stalin said, when one person dies, it's a tragedy. When 10,000 die, it is a statistic. But just a side issue that I've now wasted a few minutes on. We're going to come back with Terry Anderson. I know the phones are loaded. Go to your calls early in this interview. No matter what issue you raise, it all ties back into the New World Order. So it'll all be on topic regardless of what you're calling about. I hope just in the last 40 seconds of this hour that all of you will go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, peruse the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, and order my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State, and some of my other great videos. Number one, they're great films. They're waking people up. Number two, it makes this broadcast possible. 1-888-253-3139 is the toll-free number to order the new film or any of the films. 1-888-253-3139. Or watch them all online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Oh, and by the way, we've got some new videos up that I'll tell you about a little bit later as well. Stay with us.